A deadly pig virus has been spreading across China for the past 6 months, crushing the pork industry there. African swine fever also has a hold in parts of Europe, and together those threats have U.S. pork producers and emergency managers worried. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer looks at implications for farmers and consumers.
A year ago at the Iowa Pork Congress, a scant handful of farmers showed up for a session on foreign animal diseases. This year, the march of African swine fever across China drew several dozen people. Veterinarian Craig Rolls did not mince words.
This risk of African swine fever is real, all right? It's real. And as producers, we need to be very cognizant of that.
Rolls says he grew tired of constant diseases in the swine industry, so he shifted into poultry, just in time for the massive 2015 avian influenza outbreak. He says that taught him plenty about what happens when a major infection begins.
So if an outbreak does occur, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that if it was on your farm, at this point, it's really not about you anymore.
That's because local, state, and federal officials from agriculture, environmental, and emergency management agencies will swoop in. Their immediate goal, contain the disease. That could mean euthanizing all the pigs on infected farms. And officials could stop all movement of pigs, feed, and manure, potentially leaving trucks stranded across highways. Plus, once a positive diagnosis is made, it's likely all export markets would dry up. Webster City pork producer Scott Tapper keeps tight biosecurity on his farm, and he knows what he'll do if an outbreak occurs.
Sell quick. No, that's kind of the pat answer, but yeah, it's going to change how we all do business.
African swine fever moves with pigs, including feral ones, or with people, bringing it home on their boots after a farm visit. Several airports in Asia have also found the virus arriving in processed foods like salami that passengers attempt to bring in from infected countries. To that end, the USDA has deployed a brigade of beagles at some U.S. airports to sniff out contraband meat that could be harboring the virus. But a more insidious possibility is that feed ingredients imported from China could also offer it a free ride. Tapper finds that particularly unnerving.
It's something that we're all aware of and probably scares us to death a little bit.
Because China is the only place where some vitamins used in hog feed are produced. After a different disease killed millions of piglets here beginning in 2013, researchers looked at whether that virus could have arrived in feed. They've since expanded their studies to show that African swine fever can survive in certain ingredients on a trip from China to the U.S. Midwest. Chemin Industries, a Des Moines-based biochemistry and nutrition company, has scientists exploring whether a feed additive could kill viruses. One of their products that works with certain bacteria in poultry was included in studies of swine virus survival in feed. But Chemin manager Tom Marsteller says they don't yet have a definitive solution to viral contamination.
We have to do a lot of laboratory work, and some of it is within the lab, some is within animals, so much work needs to be done before we can obviously get to any point where we could talk about anything of impact.
Chemin's also involved with vaccine research, but so far only outside the United States. And Iowa State University virologist Kyung Jin Yoon says there are a few reasons why an African swine fever vaccine remains elusive.
First of all, virus is really big. Okay, it's a, you know, virus is known as a small entity, but among the virus kingdom, this is one of the biggest virus.
Secondly, Yoon says as long as it stays outside of the U.S., there are only a handful of labs with the security clearance to work with live African swine fever virus. So while a vaccine could come someday, it's not going to be stockpiled and waiting on the day an outbreak begins. Yoon says as he watches the virus spread across Asia, he's sharpening his focus on South Korea because their preparations are on par with those here.
If Korea gets it, and then it will provide something to the United States that whether or not we prepared ourselves to, you know, the good way or the wrong way.
Either way, an African swine fever outbreak will lead to a glut of pork in the United States. That could devastate many farms and entire rural communities that rely on hogs. But it could also mean a bonanza of cheap bacon for consumers. In Des Moines, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.